Today, on A Moment of Science, we're talking about the nocebo effect.
Wait, Yael, don't you mean the placebo effect?
Nope, Don, I don't. The nocebo effect, in a sense, is the opposite of the placebo effect. If the placebo effect means you feel better just because you believe a certain treatment is going to work, then the nocebo effect means that you feel worse just because you expect the worst. For example, in one study, some patients were warned that taking aspirin may cause gastrointestinal side effects, while others weren't. Those patients who were warned about potential side effects were 3 times more likely to report discomfort than those patients who weren't warned, although the incidence of actual stomach damage was the same for both groups.
Wait, so you're saying that if I'm pessimistic and believe I'm going to experience a negative side effect, I actually will?
Well, the nocebo effect is different from ordinary pessimism. It's more like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe something will go wrong, that belief might just cause it to go wrong. The classic example of this is people who go into surgery absolutely hoping to or convinced that they're going to die. Very few of them actually end up surviving.
Creepy. Who knew a positive attitude is so important?
Keep in mind, though, that there hasn't been much research on the nocebo effect, partly because it isn't ethical to induce illness in people who aren't sick. Still, drug side effects end up costing the healthcare system about $76 billion a year. And if even a small percentage of these are psychosomatic rather than biological, the nocebo effect is worth investigating.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Edward Hurt in Psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.